Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is September 3rd, 2024, and the time is 10 a.m. Congressman Maker, could you please take care of the prayer for us?
Yes, ma'am. Owata Kumra. Ntachi, ntachi ankota pi maza rita etzenikse. Zaze rita ali hope ankatka. Ampa de si o wiki de ve awata tseapai. Wanake tali kumra. Wajaji nikashi kistomai. Kahika, kahika waka, takere, wadapi kumbra. Huheka pi imse. Nunika si, jinkaja paske. Takere, wadapi kumbra. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we're going to ask you to be here with us. Your people, your children, the Osage people, your leaders are here, Lord, gathered to do the business of our people. We ask you to be here to guide us and give us the wisdom and courage to do the right thing. We ask you to look after all the children, the elders, those having a hard time grieving, and all the service members, wherever they may be serving, Lord, bring them home safely to their families. And Lord, we're going to ask you to, again, just continue giving us your people, your children, the Osages, your blessing, and for good things and good prosperity, Lord. And just take care of all the things we need, Lord. You know our needs. And we just give you all the praise and glory, Lord. We're nothing without your guidance. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Next on the agenda is roll call. Clerk Kimball, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Gitfox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. Thank you, Clerk. We're now on executive message. Chief Standing Bear, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, and members of the 9th Osage Congress. And you would think, here it is, the 9th Congress, 2024, it's been 20 years since we had that act of Congress reaffirmation, 18 years since we've had the new Constitution. And you would think we would have it figured out by now, but we don't. But we're close. I think we're really close. I bring this up because there's not legislation before you on what's really worrying me and on my mind. And it's not anything that you probably, well, many of you probably know about, but I'm concerned about this pore space, P-O-R-E, and Oklahoma law, which says whoever owns the surface owns that pore space underground. And that is the area between grains of sand or rock. That's pore space. And state law says that is owned by the landowners, the big ranchers in our case. And they're using it. And they're using it some for good purposes to help us on secondary oil recovery. And some we don't know where they're going. And it's unknown. But I do know they have intentions, they, several companies, of going in there and using it, our, what I consider our mineral estate, for waste purposes, to deposit waste and get paid for it, for federal tax credits or cash. All that's happening. And then I go through the Constitution over and over again And I see there is a duty upon this Congress to take care of these natural resource issues. So none of this is on the agenda yet, but I'm not hearing anything from the Minerals Council, despite my request. And I think it's because no one understands it. But they are. But this is upon us now. It's been upon us for a while. And they came in, and they're doing it. They're taking our mineral estate, and they bring up the Irby case. They bring up the Irby case that says the reservation is no longer allowed. It's disestablished. That is current law, which we fight all the time. We'll continue to fight. But if you combine the Irby case with the control of the large ranch owners over what I consider a mineral estate, I define that as a problem. And I need to know more. And I'm learning as much as I can, and I encourage this Congress to open a dialogue with our Minerals Council and see their minds. Where are we? Because it's not coming, it's already here. I want to know what it looks like. I was invited by Senator Dave Rader not too long ago to a meeting in Oklahoma City, room 100 of the state capitol. And there in that room, 25 people were in there, including Governor Stitt's Secretary of Energy, Deputy Energy, the Director of Department of Environmental Quality of the state, DEQ, Assistant Director, State Railroad Commissioner, representatives from all five congressional offices, two senators' offices were represented, and Corporation Commission, and it goes on and on. I was the only tribal person in there because I've developed a relationship with Senator Rader, and he said, I think you should see this. So I know they're here. I know that this industry is big and powerful, and I know that it involves other states, but I don't understand it yet. So as I was talking to a Congress member yesterday, when I used to do trials, criminal defense trials, one of the best pieces of advice I ever had from an old lawyer was, remember, when you get in there, there's 12 of them. At the end of the day, you're going to end up with 12. And don't underestimate that jury, because 12 minds are smarter than your one mind. And I said, oh, okay, I get it. So there's 12 of you, and there's me. And then there's 8 over at the Minerals Council. And there is that duty upon us to take care of this mineral estate. We got to get moving on it, but I'm not sure which direction. So I do tell you, that's on my mind. For today, what we have before you is a lot of work. Speaker and I have called the staff that's important for your education on matters to meet with them and the leadership of the Congress, and we met several times. And our subjects included the annual plan for gaming. I just pointed out that under our Constitution and laws, there is no line item veto for resolutions. If it comes to some projects on the annual plan, which are I would find objectionable, I've already discussed this with your leadership, there is no line item veto. It must be a complete veto, which would be unfortunate. I just think if we continue to work through this session and with the gaming board, I think we'll just overcome. There's just a couple of issues that need, I think, well, more than a couple of minor specific issues. Then there's the larger issues, which we can talk about in the future here, next few weeks. And it's just about cooperation, getting things done, everybody on the same page. And then there is, we covered that, but the majority of these meetings have to do with the funding from ARPA and on projects and the timelines. And so we're looking for Congress to take this opportunity to redirect the ARPA monies to the projects and put things more in balance so we don't have to return any money to the federal government by the deadlines, which we're not sure are going to be extended or not. But there's no risk. I mean, there's no sense in taking a risk. So that discussion happened at several meetings. So I appreciate the opportunity to work with you, Speaker. And it ended up in our discussion. We have more work to do. The idea of calling a committee as a whole, I think you said it for Thursday and Friday. And then the staff, I think there was like 15, maybe, staff at these meetings or more. They're going to be here. And they're going to be like your staff. They're going to give you everything they can about the projects. The treasurer is going to tell you everything he can about the funding. And then the contractor, the accounting firm, Forvis, they should be available as well, and they were at the other meetings, to talk about ARPA, tribal funds, federal funds, and the projects. So I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. Colleagues, Chief Assistant Chief, and to all those listening, as you know, today is our first day of our 2024 CJOB session, our budgetary session. I want to commend our members for the committee work that has been done to get us to this point, as well as the executive team, Treasurer Batson and his team. During this session, we will review and consider over 100 tribal and non-tribal budgets. We will hear from many of our nation's talented employees. And we are tasked with approving plans from our gaming enterprise, health system, and others so that we can understand their vision and commitment to providing for and caring for our people. For fiscal year 25, unrestricted tribal revenue is at $80,937,327. Current final appropriation requests sit at $73,679,810. If all are passed as is at this time, we would be left with $7,257,517. I understand that there are additional appropriation requests to be filed, so these numbers will very likely change. The Osage Nation has benefited greatly over the past few years with the inflow of ARPA funding. Chief mentioned the ARPA funding in the meetings that we had to prepare for session. We will spend time on Thursday in a committee of the whole going over each and every project where we are so that this body has a good understanding as we go into our budgetary session as to where we are. Approximately $114 million in ARPA funds have been appropriated, with only 11 projects under construction at this time. Many projects have already been completed, but it's important that we keep an eye on the December 31st deadline. We will not be receiving additional ARPA funds and must be mindful of this as we move through this session. I know that each Congress member understands the importance of this session and will be diligent in carrying out our oath. In addition to the tribal and non-tribal budgets, we have 19 pieces of legislation to consider. And committee chairs, we will rely heavily on our committees of jurisdiction to work through the legislation as well as tribal and non-tribal budget sections. Finally, I want to thank our exceptional staff for the work that they have done up to this point and for the work that they will do the next 24 days. Thank you. Next on the agenda, introduction of bills and resolutions. Congressman Bickhorst. No, not at this time.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Chief, Assistant Chief, and colleagues, I'd like to read in Resolution ONCR 2421 to authorize the Chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way of easements on restricted land, Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October the 1st, 2025. Next, I'd like to read in Bill number ONCA 2488 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,001,869 to the Osage LLC for operating capital and establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Bickhorst. Next, we are in bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 24-68, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $3,500,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Next, Congresswoman Reefarn.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief Walker and colleagues. I'm reading in this morning ONCA 2469, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue? Reading in ONCA 2470, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through FY 2025 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 2471, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $1,987,172 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 2472, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $677,700 for fiscal year 2025 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 2473, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $62,841,825 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 2474, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $841,968 of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA restricted revenue to the Department of Natural Resources and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 24-75, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $23,681,493 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Good Fox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, Chief and Assistant Chief. I'm reading in ONCA 2476, an act to amend the Criminal Procedure Code to include a chapter on probation and parole and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Reefarn.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 2477, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $600,000 to the Community Development Financial Institute, CDFI, for loan capital, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Good morning. Reading in ONCA 2478, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for the fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $2,458,598 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 24-79, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $137,522 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
Reading ONCA 2480, an act to provide an appropriation to the Community Development Financial Institution in the amount of $506,727 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, colleagues. Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Chief Walker, it's good to see you. I'm reading in ONCA 2481, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC Section 3-106 to increase the benefit for members under 65 to $1,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 2482, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $387,030 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 2483, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $53,303 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 2484, an act to amend the election code to make the candidate filing period 3 days and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Reading in ONCA 2485, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $35,000 to the Public Office Filing Fees Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 2486, an act to establish a revolving fund for public office filing fees for members of the Osage Nation, to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2487, act to authorize and appropriate $1,400,000 to Wildland Fire for the purchase of property and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Just a moment. Next, we have ONCR 2420, Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCR 2420, a resolution to approve the amendments to the bylaws of the Place to Borrow Money Public Purpose Corporation in accordance with the Articles of Incorporation. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on motions and notices. I apologize, we're not on motions and notices. Okay, ONCA 2468 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2469 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2470 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2471 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2472 will be assigned to the Culture Committee. Just a moment here. ONCA 2473 has several sections. I'll go ahead and go through the assignments on each of the sections. First, we'll start with the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Section 16, Section 17, 18, 19, 25, 31, 32, 33, 40, 47, 51, 57, 65, 66, 71, 72, 77, and 78. The assignments for the Culture Committee, Section 9, Section 12, Section 13, Section 36, Section 41, Section 44, Section 64, and Section 68. For the Education Committee, Section 14, Section 15, Section 21, Section 35, Section 56, Section 73, Section 74, 75, and 76. Government Operations, Section 8, Section 10, Section 11, Section 20, Section 22, Section 23, Section 24, Section 42, Section 45, Section 46, Section 48, Section 49, Section 50, Section 52, Section 53, Section 54, Section 55, Section 58, Section 67, Section 69, and Section 70. The Health and Social Services Committee will be assigned Section 26, Section 27, Section 28, Section 29, Section 30, Section 34, Section 37, Section 38, Section 39, Section 59, Section 60, Section 61, Section 62, and Section 63. Membership will be assigned Section 43. ONCA 2474 will be assigned to CGL, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 2475, the following sections have been assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Section 10, Section 11, Section 28, Section 31, Section 37, and Section 38. The Education Committee has been assigned Section 17 and Section 30. The Government Operations Committee will be assigned Section 18, Section 19, Section 20, Section 21, Section 22, Section 23, Section 24, Section 29, and Section 32. Health and Social Services, Section 3, Section 4, Section 6, Section 7, Section 8, Section 9, Section 12, Section 13, Section 14, Section 15, Section 16, Section 25, Section 26, Section 27, Section 33, Section 34, Section 35, and Section 36. The Membership Committee will be assigned Section 5. ONCA 2476 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2477, Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2478, Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2479, Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2480, Government Operations Committee. ONCA 2481, Health and Social Services Committee. ONCA 2482, Appropriations. ONCA 2483, Appropriations. ONCA 2484, Government Operations. Sorry about that. ONCA 2485, Government Operations. ONCA 2486, Government Operations. ONCA 2487, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCR 2421, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. I apologize, that was out of order. Hold on just a moment. ONCA 2488, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. And then we have two resolutions. ONCR 2420 will be assigned to Government Operations, and ONCR 2421, Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. That is a good point. ONCR 2421 and ONCA 2488 were introduced, but they have not been read in. So I apologize for that error. Take those off your list at this time. Congressman Big Horse, would you like to read them in at this time?
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Do I need to?
Chief and Assistant
Congressman
Chief.
Big Horse, hold on just a moment. Without objection, I'd like to add these two pieces of legislation to bills and resolutions on first reading, ONCR 2421 and ONCA 2488.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Chief and Assistant Chief and colleagues, reading in resolution number ONCR 2421 to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2025. I'd like to also read in Bill Number ONCA 2488 to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,051,869 to the Osage LLC for operating capital and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. ONCA 2488 will be assigned to CGL. ONCR 2421 will be assigned to CGL as well. I apologize for the confusion. Thank you for your patience on that. Next are at motions and notices. Congresswoman Rebart.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Appropriations Committee will meet this morning at 11 a.m.
Thank you. Until 2 p.m. today, I believe, is what is listed. Next, Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to notice that Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon.
Thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. Government Operations Committee will meet tomorrow from 1 to 4.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn until Thursday, 10 a.m.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Thank you and have a great day.